Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Hallelujah. Can we kindly be seated? Hallelujah to Jesus. I trust in God, my Savior, the one who has failed, who has never failed. I trust in God, my Savior, the one who has never. Who has never failed. I sought the Lord. I sought the Lord. Any. I sought the Lord. That's why I trust him. I serve the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's stop there. We started talking about fulfilling destiny. Yesterday, I asked the leaders a question. Some of you just saw this Netflix. You felt like you should look for cook now. You just saw Netflix. Say, oh my God, Netflix. How the Lord is exposing people. Come, you come. I saw something about you. Rejoice, come. Hallelujah. That one is personal prophecy. Amen. All right. So we're talking about fulfilling prophecy and how to fulfill prophecy, right? And we started with what the prophet Elisha prophesied to Israel, isn't it? That Second Kings, what? Huh? Second Kings, what? All right. Second Kings 7. Very briefly, we said this had happened before verse 4, isn't it? When the prophet gave the word, only the lepers decided to go for the fulfillment of the prophecy. They acted on the word. Only the lepers. Isn't it? And I said, it paints a picture. It's prophetic. They went because they said to themselves, if we sit here, we will die. And if we go there, we probably may still die. But they will somehow, if we don't die, they will give us food to eat. Can you remember? And they went. And I said, it paints a picture that if you have nothing to lose, you fulfill prophecy. Take, for instance, somebody is sick and you are supposed to pray. Let's say cancer, and you are scared of praying. You say, what if it does not work? Satan will ask you, if you lay hands now and the person does not get healed, people will laugh at you. You have something to lose. That's why you don't want to lay your hands. You still have shame in you. Shame. People will laugh at me. Because you wanted to take the glory when it works. But if you are not wanting to take the glory when it works, you will lay your hands and take the shame. Or leave the one that is to take the shame when it doesn't work. Because you know it is all for God, not for you. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God forevermore. So it paints a picture that if you have something to lose, you cannot fulfill prophecy. If you are scared of shame and etc., it is because you actually were wanting to take the glory. If a person gets healed, you take the glory. That's why you are scared of taking the shame. But let's come back to the New Testament and speak about Paul's words to his dear son Timothy. 1 Timothy 4:15. So meditate upon these things, give yourself wholly to them. Give yourself wholly to them. Hallelujah. Let's see it. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. I see from verse 15, right? Do not neglect the gift of God that is in you. I say 15, the gift 14. No problem. Leave it like that. Which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the leadership. Next part of scripture. Can I see 14 again? Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was what? How was the gift given to you? By prophecy. With the what? Laying of the hands of what? The eldership. Meaning when hands were laid upon Timothy, something happened to Timothy. He received something. Huh? I had a dear friend who was in town on Thursday. We grew up together. We learned the word of God together. As we grew. And we're discussing a lot of things, especially honor. So he said to me, we're just talking, and I said, I think I mentioned how he mentioned. He said, these days people trivialize the things of God. They don't take it so serious. The Gen Z generation. He said, they don't take the word of God so serious. Those days, when hands are laid upon us, some of us will be... It's funny, but some of us don't want to pour water on our head. It was that funny. I'm not saying if I lay hands, don't go and bath. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying the way we took the thing extra. We don't even bath well. Be bathing and be avoiding. You see a man putting something like scarf. He's trying to avoid wearing hands. He wants to be feeling the hand on his head. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? That's how much we had regards for the things of God. You see, Paul is saying things have entered you. There are things, there are stuffs in you, Timothy. It came to you by prophecy and the laying of hands of the elders. As a result of prophecy and the laying of hands. It's not about falling. No. When you fall, stand up and know that there's something inside you for you to go and fulfill. You know, Paul one time said, I long to you, brethren. I long to meet with you, brethren. He was talking to one of his church. He said, I long to meet with you, brethren, so that when I meet you, I will lay my hands. He said, I will impart to you some spiritual gifts. And I don't know if I did that interpretation of gifts in scripture one time. I think I was doing it last Friday to some people around Lower Benue. Some of them are in church today. They were in the meeting. Not a meeting, but it was a talk. They came and sat down. And that's why they came to church today. I was just talking to them about giftings. And I said, because they were like, tongues is a gift. Healing, ability to lay your hands on people and they are healed is a gift. You know, the Bible mentions that. and etc. One or two things, they are gifts, and one does not need to pray in tongues necessarily. And I said to them, you are wrong. So they were surprised that that very plain understanding and making it look complicated. How can they be wrong when the Bible says otherwise? I said, you are wrong. I said, in the interpretation, it is called manifestations of the Spirit, not gifts. In the original, it is called what? The manifestations of the Spirit. One Spirit, diverse manifestation. And I explained 1 Corinthians 12 to them. I said, if, for instance, right? If, for instance, we are not supposed to, like the scripture says in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not covet your neighbor's, I think it says wife first. Thou shalt not covet your neighbor's wife, and thou shalt not covet your neighbor. What are women self? Do you just sit down and they'll covet you? You are in the Ten Commandments. What a shame. Alright, so no, I didn't reason this thing. You know, there's no law against the man, it's for women. Say, thou shalt not convert your neighbor's wife. So our married will come and covet the wife. Women are covetable, but men are not. Well, that's what the Ten Commandments says. Alright, where was I? Women are hitting on me now. They are just looking at me, bad, bad eye. It's not me that said, is it not Bible? But I know you under Christ cannot be coveted. Right? It's those one in the world, they will covet. But you in Christ, God forbid. You know, I think angels knew that time, because the Bible says law is given by angels. I think angels knew that time that women like money. Because you see, if there was nothing at stake, women would not be coveted. Think about it. I'm breaking a revelation. But I'm sure those days angels saw from heaven, because some of their brothers too took some women. Can you remember? So they saw how that you just put 2 million or some gold and a woman will start eyeing you. And they're like, oh, let's write a law. Because they know men can do it. They just park in the front of your house with Benz. And all of a sudden the man will be handsome. Amen? I'm just joking. You know, we need to joke in church sometimes. But it's interesting that the Bible says, thou shalt not covet your neighbors. And your neighbors, I was going somewhere, please. That simply means God does not want us to covet in any way. If God does not want us to covet and envy and etc., why did he tell us to covet the best gifts? 1 Corinthians 12, the tale of it. It said, covet the best gift. Having mentioned a few gifts, it's a covet. Earnestly desire the best gift. The old KJV, let me say it says it there. I've seen a rendition that used the word covet. Alright, but covet, you see that? Covet earnestly the word, the best gift. Meaning look at it and collect it. Those days we used to use this language, I tap into your grace. One of my friends said, napalm wine. I remember the joke those days. I still remember the joke, but most seriously, we used to use these words that said, I tap into the grace of God upon your life. We used to use things like that. When we see what we want in our neighbor's life, we tap into it by faith. Sometimes we tap into it by faith, by honoring them properly with a seed, a substance. You see your friend like this, you carry your 3K and give your friend. And you say, I just feel like giving you this. I honor. I mean, life was simple those days. I honor the grace of God upon your life. And your friend will know that this is what you are honoring. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But these days, Christians are so casual with themselves. You see your friend walking in the prophetic, you say, you don't get pride because of small prophetic way they work. Way they do your life. Small prophetic. You know, the funniest friends are the ones that will say, if I tell and say, the gift of God is strong upon your life, he go get pride. So I don't go tell him. Make I keep him in the right frame of mind. You've been funny. You can't keep somebody in humility. Only God does that. When you see what you like, appreciate it. If you see good things, talk about it. Make the people know that they have a good thing working in their life. As a lady, you see your lady's hair is fine. You say, beautiful hair. I pray God gives me your kind of hair. You will not die. Except you want to end up in Shuku. All the days of your life. else. Appreciate what you see in people's life. You see your friend's blazers. It's fine. You wish you have that kind of, you know, this kind of blazers. You not touch the blazers and say, Lord, we give you praise. And say, I like your blazers. I wish I could have one of these. God will give you. You know, boys are very funny. They see somebody with a good thing, they say, see your head. Big head. You don't wear one blazers now, your head is big. Instead of just saying you have wonderful blazers. You know, the worst person to ask if you look fine are your friends. Say, how do I look, Johnson? Let's take for instance, guys. Guys are making, you know, guys are strong people. If some ladies were guys, which would never have happened, but if you, for instance, were treated like a guy, you may faint. You have a roommate for a guy, as a guy, you stand up and say, oh boy, how I look now. So, boy, if you know it's good for you, come out that cloth. I don't know if they make you feel like, say, suit now your thing. Oh boy, go back to slippers. So. Go wear traditional wear. You just look like they will tell you. You know, guys are real. And truly, if you're not looking fine, a guy will tell you, oh boy, you look like Chishkiwe and pour water for any money. Just come out that thing. Imagine you receive that response from your friend as a lady. You almost want to faint. Ladies can lie to themselves. When a lady dresses fine, you hear things like, hey, oh my God. Don't be smart, you know. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. Glory to God forevermore. How many people turning and looking? God has, you know, the leper said, if we sit here, you stand up and move by faith. Hallelujah to Jesus. So let it cool, let it cool. Don't worry. That's probably a minister of the gospel very soon. Amen. The brother does not even still understand. So let's continue. So thou shalt not covet is in the Bible, but the Bible said covet earnestly the best gift. Meaning, if I look at Pastor Ed prophesying, and I love prophecy, I wish I can have some of those gifts at work in my life. Remember, the interpretation originally is not gifts, like everybody has a gift. It is manifestations. All right. And when let's take for instance, it is even gift. Why do we think everybody has to have his own partition gift? When it's one Holy Spirit. To show you that the interpretation is false, Paul said, covet earnestly the one you like. Meaning the one you think is the best for you, covet it. Why are things happening in my home and I'm never aware of it? Then you go to your friend's place, you see that the friend always sees something before it happens. And you're like, God, in the name of Jesus, let my eyes be open to see things before they happen. It will happen for you. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And you honor that person, you can go and ask a sincere question. How do you flow in the prophetic? And the person gives you sincere answers. You see, you've honored that gift already. If you don't have money, you cook good or not for the person. When the person eats, you will see that your eyes will be open. But if it's jealousy, you cannot get it. See, there are people that even if they are in light of 1,000 life, their eyes will be open. They'll be seeing things. You just say, I see. You on the play keyboard before. They'll just tell you, I'm seeing something in this comedian's life. In fact, some have pride. You hear them say things like, show me and I tell you the problem. And if they are not careful, they begin to give themselves name, Prophet Sharp Sharp. Prophetic mafia, prophetic bazooka, prophetic sniper, the sharpest prophet on the planet yet. You hear things like the Black Elijah. You hear things like measure. The forensic seer, seer one. You know, the names are not necessarily, they are not necessary, I mean, but you can't, because of the names, condemn them. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Even though the names are not necessary, I don't think it's God's way that we begin to hype a gift in our life, a manifestation in our life. Imagine when I'm done teaching the word and say, we start saying things like the Black Paul. I am the present time Paul of the prophetic movement. I am the, or you hit a revelation where people are saying, say, oh, don't leave me. You are allowing what you have destroy you. So he said, covet it. Covet it. You see your friend healing the sick. Don't be murmuring. Go and meet the friend. How were you able to heal the sick? That's humility. You hear that the friend laid hands and the sick got recovered. Chidera. Chingwe. I call my wife Cherry. My friends used to say Chingwe. You know, they say, Edward, I observe the grace of God upon your life. That this happens to you, this happens to you. You know, how do they work? Don't say I'm asking for a friend. Be sincere. I'm asking for myself. How did it work? How were you able to start up a business and you are in the millions? How? How were you able to lay your hands on that blind eyes and it got open? How? Tell me. They will tell you the best they know. And if you receive with meekness, grace comes to the humble. Whatever you have seen will begin to flow in your life. And this is a big revelation that if you can covet, that simply means the Holy Spirit wants you to walk in everything you are seeing in scripture that they call gifts. He wants you to heal the sick. He wants you to raise the dead. He wants you to pray in tongues. He wants you to be able to be sound in teaching the word of God. All of those things they call gifts. He wants you to walk in all of them by the same Spirit. That's why he says something at the end. He said, but covet earnestly the best gift. And yet, I show unto you a more excellent way. Meaning, you can covet what you want. But there's a way you can follow that everything you want can be at work in you. That's love. Because God is love. So he said something in the next part of scripture, 1 Corinthians 13:1, he begins to compare giftings and love. Because if you are in giftings, you can make error. But if you are in love, you cannot make error. You are complete in love, but you cannot be complete in giftings. Partition Christianity. So I pray in tongues, I can heal the sick, but since I don't know Christ, I'm still lacking in something. Because it is only in Christ's fullness that I'm complete, not lacking what? Anything. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? In Christ, you are fully fortified. In Christ, you will not want to be humble. You are humble in Christ. You have good character. Christ is the balance for giftings and wisdom. Power and wisdom, I mean. He's the wisdom of God and power of God working together in a man. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So if you just touch giftings, you want giftings alone without the knowledge of Christ, you'll be flowing in giftings and be lacking in character. That's why you have some people with anointing and they don't have character. And that is why you have observed in Africa for a while that if you knew a prophet in your street, give them 5 years. If they don't know Christ, they'll start womanizing. Just give them 5 years. If they don't know Christ, you hear that that prophet is sleeping around with ladies. But the prophetic is accurate. He can see. Why is he misbehaving? Why? Because he leaned towards gifting alone. He left or neglected what? Fullness, the revelation of Christ. He felt like now that he has a gift of seeing and hearing, he doesn't need to know Christ. He now thinks teachers are wasting their time. And of course, there's a bias even with the teachers. There are teachers that insult people that have specific giftings so much, and they themselves don't actually enter into it. So you see them, they are stunted too in growth because they are not working in love. They are just actually being envious. What they are saying is the truth, but you cannot say the truth except in love. Are you all listening to me? If you find out you are correcting somebody, check your motive. If the motive is not love, you are not being sincere. That's why I think the new creation people, the people who claim to be the New Testament, new creation people, sometimes they are lacking a lot of things. They are correct a lot of times in doctrine, but you see, they lack some genuine stuff, some regular basic stuff that's supposed to flow in the power of the Holy Ghost. Imagine you go and meet a man of God who has raised the dead, healed the sick so much, and you are telling him that forget believing in Elijah. Probably he's actually taking Elijah for a role model. I say focus on Timothy. You know, some people think Timothy is nobody in scripture. You know, have you ever heard anybody saying, I trust God for the mantle of Timothy? But if you read about that man, he's a powerful man of God. planted churches in different places. He didn't marry two. Loved the Lord with the whole of his heart. Was under the leadership of Paul till he died. Till Paul died, and he died too. Had no regards for nothing but for God's people. Are you listening to me tonight? So imagine you go to such a man and say, Jesus is better than Elijah. We in the kingdom, the least in the kingdom is greater than Elijah, blah, blah, blah. And he's looking at you. Because him believing in his prophetic and apostolic mantle has caused him to what? Heal the sick, raise the dead. And you have nothing to show for it except that you are talking. And eventually they find out you are a fornicator. You who are claiming you are a new creation person. Will they have regards for you? Will they have regards for your doctrine? No. This is what I'm trying to be careful so that I don't teach what I want to teach next week. The Lord laid a topic in my heart for next week called the new creation vision or the new creation mandate. So that way Satan now rubbishes all of our beliefs before them. They don't get to believe it because the so-called people believing that they are new creations and are saying this new stuff are fornicating. And the only proof that they are new creation is dyed hair, two earrings in their ear. As men, they are bowing their nose, putting leg chains, and they are saying, we are free in Christ. You are not free in Christ. You are in chains. Isn't it obvious that there is chains on your leg, chains on your nose, chains on your ears? You are not free. He that the Son have made free should be free indeed. Well, you have chains everywhere, chains on your waist. I hear the chains falling. To interest you, so people stand up now. You had chains. And they say they are free in Christ. What kind of freedom is that? And some people think freedom is that I want to do anything I want to do. That's bondage. It is as many as are led by the Spirit. 14 Romans 8. That are what? The sons of God. If you are not led by the Spirit, you are in chains. God speaking to Peter, he said to him, Jesus speaking to Peter, he said, Peter, Peter, do you love me? He said, yes. He said, feed my sheep. You really love me? He said, yes. He said, feed my sheep. Third time you love me? He said, feed my sheep. And I said, Peter, when you were a child, you did everything you wanted to do. God is calling him to do something he didn't want to do. Leave your family. Peter had a wife. Leave everything. At least you, they say, serve God with your wife. Peter did not. Peter's wife was in another city. You, they say, serve God with your wife. And it's a problem. You know, I did not promise you people one thing in this church. I did not promise you that you always be in the same city with your wife. But I promise you that you will marry. If I want to start a work now and Pastor Peter is around, and I need OTs too in a particular location, and both of them are pastors, for instance, I tell Pastor Peter, okay, you go to Abuja or you go to Abia. Then I tell Otis, you go to Plateau. Both of them are pastors. We can't waste that anointing in one location. If you like, go and meet people and say, no, we don't believe in all of this. You are on your own. Me, I believe in it. So the day I'm calling you forth as a pastor in this commission, just know that there's going to be a time that I'll separate for God. I was going to say Paul and Barnabas, but no, you. Yes, it can happen. Pastor Chanya in Kaduna. Elam is with his mother. What are you talking about? And he gets to a point where he grows, and when he becomes a pastor, we'll send him to a location too. The father is in a location. The mother is another location. The son is another location. You see that? Beautiful. Shekinah will pastor a location. We'll send her to go and pastor a location one day. She'll be somewhere. The mother will be in another place. My boy, Jesus, will be in another location. We'll be meeting every once in a while. Because it will be easy to meet. We'll say, okay, we'll have dinner this Sunday together. And nobody will complain because everybody's going to take flight and arrive there. Are you catching it now? We'll probably stay Monday, Tuesday, and we'll fly back to our various locations. See how life is easy. Are you imagining it? Life is good, LG. Life is simple. How many of you want to do ministry? After everything I've said, you don't hear the jets. I said, how many of you want to do ministry? Raise your hand. Don't joke with me in this place. What? After I deceive you people with a jet and the rest that you fly, you still will not do ministry. Oh my God, I'm disappointed. Hey, so this church, you don't want to do ministry. Okay, you don't want to do GCMI kind of ministry. It's complicated. The Bible says we should raise the whole folk so that they'll do the work of what? The ministry. You know, when they say, how many of you don't want to do ministry? I see some people raising their hands. Some of you that they've put you on list, well, are just waiting for a time for the people that to come and tell you they love you. And they are pastors, some of them, that are liking you. Some of them are ministers of the gospel. So how will you not do ministry? If you like, don't raise your hand. You've been blacklisted. You are going to do it. You know, one time, a lady was finishing school. She was about to leave. She was finishing BSU. She was about to leave the city. And I looked at how I worked on this lady spiritually. And I said to myself, is this how this one will just go away? As I was in the office, one guy just came inside. Say, sir. I said, yeah? The Lord has been speaking to me for some months. I said, okay. I know that they have seen, when they say for some months, they have seen who to marry. And guess what he said? He called his sister's name that was about to travel. He said, the Lord has been disturbing. The Lord has been, I said, okay. I said, well, since when the Lord, I said, why have you not been doing it? Why have you not come to me since, I mean? He said, sir, I was scared that you reject. I said, who told you, brother? I said, when do you want to ask her out? He said, as soon as you permit me, sir. I said, stand up. He stood up. I said, you have been empowered. In the name of Jesus, go and receive yes for an answer. He said, sir, you mean I should go? I said, go now. If you can have the date today, go and do it. I mean, he told her that same day. She said she was going to think about it. And I think she's back to the city. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's so simple. You want to move, we'll get you down. It's as simple as that. And but we are saying the truth now. We have to tell you how it works. You know, I was telling my in-laws, one of them that came around, I told her, she was telling me, it's not easy, ministry is not easy, I want to thank you. You know, she came for this Tuesday, one of these Tuesday service. I want to thank you for how you are, blah, blah, blah. She flew from the UK to come and spend some time with her sister. And I said, it's well, you know, I haven't told your sister to go and meet you people. See, I left, you just left her in Makodi. It's not my will, I wanted her to go and meet you people to do masters at least. But she said she wants to stay with me. She said, it's her desire. Maybe she has seen something she wants. I said, obviously, she has seen something. What did we do? We pin her down. We spoke words to her. And she responded. And now she's in Makodi and her whole family are there. You see that? Say God's perfect will. All she does now is travel and come back. She's having the best time of her life as my wife. You know, as I'm talking now, I'm sure some of you are like, God forbid, but yeah, I no go fit stay for this country for any man. Who is man? Man has come. When you suffer with him, you know. No. I declare the doors of UK are open to you. You see them? Somebody that got to the door, entered the gate and came back. Somebody say God's will. That's how it works. Some of you, it's not God's will for you to get to the UK now. It's not God's will. If not, you go spoil. You go say, after 1 month, you say there is no God. How many people that go there and after 2 weeks they are saying, I don't know why God, African God is angry. In African church, the Jesus is angry. Fire! We'll declare the name of Jesus. But when we went there, they were just talking about Jesus. The Lord, for God so loved the world. That he gave his only begotten son. And before they say, all your needs are met, they are met. that are free. Food is available. Human beings are everywhere. You don't even need to give money to a lady to like you there. She just likes you that you are fine. I mean, dear, flower solves every problem. You can carry any flower, you just cut it by the roadside and just give her. And she just do like this. And that's all. But you grew up in a place that you buy waiting no good. And if another person comes and buy even better, they displace you. A survivor of the fittest, yes. Of the most fittest men. I mean, all your needs are met. Then you see then after 2 weeks posting, I don't know, I think African does not understand Jesus. Somebody that was not a pastor before she left, she's telling us we don't know Jesus. You know, because some of them in Africa, their God has become their belly. Everything they are doing in church is to make money, to become something. To, you know, when I say become something, I'm not saying become something in Christ. You will make it, your time has come. It's all tied to money, centered on money, money, money. That's why when you get there and all of your problems are solved, you don't see Jesus as important. And that's why some of us are speaking about the extreme of the prosperity gospel. It can cause trouble. All your needs are met in Christ Jesus. Don't get it twisted. For instance, if you look at the book of Revelation, let me show you a part of scripture. Revelation 5 and 12, the Bible says, He has received all glory, power, and riches. What is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing? He has received everything. Riches are in Christ Jesus. Are you listening to me? That means God can make you rich. But it doesn't mean that you should focus only on the riches. Else you will not be complete. You will be lacking on every side. Imagine you pursued riches in Christ so much. And I tell you the truth. You will truly not even really have that riches in Christ. Except you truly have Christ in whole. Jesus said, will I not through him freely give you all things? What you need to have all things, your qualification for all things is the sacrifice of Jesus. You need to understand the place of Jesus, your place in Christ. When you understand your place in Christ, you are qualified for all things. Because Jesus is sure that now that you are like him, you will not have money and be stupid. But if you didn't have Jesus and had money, you could be stupid. He said the prosperity of a fool, what? Destroys him. So if I were you now, seek first the kingdom of what? And it's what? Then every other good will be what? That's why people that pursue money never end up in money. Except they compromise. Except they take bribes. Except they enter into prostitution. Except they enter into Yahoo. But people that pursue Jesus, fervent with their job and everything, they eventually have the money. You can become a millionaire at 25. I'm telling you the truth. If you are very disciplined, just embrace the yoke of discipline. Tell yourself you read what you need to read. You study what you need to study. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And you pray. You know, the problem is that Satan tries to disbalance some young people. Immediately they become serious. They are pursuing their vision, their career. Satan begins to make sure that they don't like to pray. You see them so into their career, they don't want to pray. There was a time I had to call all the programmers, the tech people in church. I observed they are not praying. They are Donald and Betty, all of them. And I told them, you have to start praying. Don't think that because you are now a techie and they are paying you 300 or 400K, you have arrived. You have not arrived. They are just starting. Think big. Think big. Stay with God so that I can put you in charge of this system. That one day when we call tech, we'll call your name. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And why would God put you in that place? Because he finds you faithful. You were only always praying like Daniel. He would turn towards Jerusalem and pray. Even though Daniel was an excellent student, an excellent human being, he still had time to pray. And prayer helped Daniel a lot. There was a point he was accused wrongly and they threw him in the lion's den. If Daniel was not praying, then Daniel would have been eaten by that lion. But he had a stand with God. He was the one that wrote afterwards or before. He said, they that know they shall be what? And they shall do what? And yes, he did exploit because he knows his God. When he got into the lions, then Daniel knew he would not be eaten by the lion. It was not a prediction. He knew. Based on my work with the Holy Ghost, based on my work with God, I will not be eaten. I know. I know whom I have believed. I'm persuaded by him. The three Hebrew boys, they said something. O king, on this matter, we are not careful. They know their God. The reason why I will not take bribe is because I know my God. I know I have a God. And he's watching me. O king, about this issue, we are not careful. You are a king, but we are not careful. We will not bow to your God. The king said, me? Throw them in the burning fire. Throw them there. The person that took them there to throw them inside was consumed by the fire. Not the three boys. They got into the fire. Nothing happened to them. When they came to check later, they found a fourth man in the fire. They were having a conversation with one of the angels of God. You see that? Because they stood with their God in the tough season. They stood with their God in that trial, in that tribulation. They stood with their God. Stand with your God in this season of fire in your life. Stand with your God. It is only when you stand with your God that a fourth man will appear in the fire. If you don't stand, you will not find a fourth man in that fire for a miracle. You'll be consumed. Let me tell you one thing. No matter how you have tried all your years serving God, being faithful, Satan does not care. He wants you to fail today. They've known you for serving God for years. He does not care. He wants you to fail today. That after 14 years, 20 years of serving God, you eventually failed. That's Satan's joy. He doesn't care that you have been serving God for 21 years. Years ago in BSU, there was this lady who was in this strong holiness movement. And eventually, after one of these strikes, she got pregnant. And she had to come back to finish her education, of course. She was in 400 level. And when she came, she used to preach in classes. And she couldn't preach again. And all of her classmates started mocking her. The ladies especially were mocking her. I heard the story, so I saw her one of the days. And I saw her, she just hid her face to pass me. My eyes were full with tears. I sat down somewhere. And I said, this is what the enemy always wanted. That somebody who was preaching, he's now a laughing stock. Everybody is laughing and mocking the lady. So I was sharing with some brethren. I said, she didn't mean it that way. She really loves the Lord. And now the flesh filled her. She has made a mistake. And Satan now, who lured her into that life, is now the first accuser. And is inspiring all of these ones that don't know their direction to laugh at her. I wanted to talk to her, but I don't think I really had the audience at that time. Even though I wanted to speak to her personally to keep on pushing. Hallelujah to Jesus. But this is the point. Satan truly wants you down, no matter the height you have touched. Even if you are a man of God with several branches, he still wants you down. He doesn't care. He wants you down. He wants to ridicule the name of the Lord. So that people will give up on Christianity. Take for instance, God forbid. I say I will not preach again. And the next time you see me, I'm a clubber. You may say, I have a personal work with God. But I tell you the truth. When Satan keeps on painting the picture, in fact, most of the reminder of the word of God you'll be hearing is my voice. You'll be remembering all the things I've taught you. And if it's my voice that you remember, Satan now reminds you that this voice is in club. It will take God's special grace for you to still be walking in faith. Are you get what I'm trying to say? That's how he behaves. He wants to see people in positions of influence misbehave so that he can ridicule the name of the Lord. You know, yesterday my pastors were having a leaders meeting, and somebody in the leadership, not a pastor, mentioned something. I never imagined that. I didn't know something like that was happening. That she mentioned a particular singer's name and said the singer has written some nice songs, obviously, and that I'd not seen the video before. She said she saw a new video the singer did, that there was a lady who danced for P-Square, she said, dancing in the song. I don't even know the lady. But in her words, she says so. And how does she got disappointed, because the lady even dressed with a cloth that was showing her a novel. And the guys dressed with cloths that they were dancing, shirtless. And I hit my hand on the table. I said, unbelievable. Now this is what we are calling gospel music. It has come to this stupid height. Stupid height. Because we are keeping quiet. We want to appear nice in the book of every man. It's a taboo. Are you beginning? I'm trying to say, a taboo is a shame. That somebody calls himself a gospel artist and is behaving like that. And listen to me, all of you, online, gospel artists, go back to your church and submit to your pastor. I tell you the truth, this rubbish we are saying want to change the world. How many parts of the world have changed which they are flying around everywhere? Even the celebrities they are around have not changed. The other day, Pella was mocking tongues. See the rubbish he's doing. This morning, I coincidentally was on Facebook and I saw him with a lady they call Jarvis, right? And they were leaving, and I think I saw a video, permit me to say this. He was unveiling his towel and she was looking at his whole body private part and she was doing like this. And I was like, on public, on TikTok live? A man living, a young boy, not a man, a boy, living with a woman in the house or a girl in the house? What picture is he painting to the next generation? Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? With the influence he had over young people who don't know where they are going to, of course, the ones that know where they are going to will not follow such a person. But that's not even the point of... You now came and ridicule tongues. And they say they are giving him privilege to change. Abi, is you, they will change. Now, I'm not trying to mock. But it's ridiculous. And I was telling, I said, that same gospel artist, he had a church he was attending. I told her that. I said, years ago, when I attended the church, I will not call the name. That was where my wife used to be. So I attended the church. I saw him leading praise. I said, if he was in his church, he would have been 10 times better than what he is today. You know, Satan just paints this picture that if you carry, like the prodigal, or if you pack your things and go, you become more influential. In a bit to now prove a point that when you left, you succeeded, you'll be doing rubbish. Because you are ashamed to go back and say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. As a sheep, you can't truly do so much for yourself. It is your shepherd that will do so much for you. I'm telling you the truth. And it is God's design. There are mistakes you are making that you will not know until you are told you are making these mistakes. You need somebody to tell you this direction you are taking is wrong. You need somebody to be telling you that every time. You need somebody to tell you that the way you spoke is very wrong. He's not being an oversabi. He's your shepherd. Years ago, I was with one of my boys. He was privileged to be in the same department with me. And one time, we were in the physics lab. He was around me. And I saw how he spoke to somebody rudely. The guy is these people that came from the villages to learn to school, right? So they are not really fluent with English. And of course, if you know people like that, you want to make them feel at home so that they will not feel bad about themselves as a true Christian. And so I was conversing with the boy, and I was hearing all the wrong English, but I was still pretending everything was okay. Then he couldn't take it. He now laughed and said, you wait till they worry you. And I said, did you pronounce the word? And he hit the guy on his head. I got super offended. So I pretended everything was okay. When the guy left, I called him. I said, look at how stupid you are. See how you made somebody feel bad about himself. The Bible said, let your words be what? So that the minister what? Grace to the hearers. Don't make a mechanic feel like he's a loser. You know, one time I went to fix my car, and the mechanic came and they were greeting me and bowing their head. So I took my time to shake all of them. As I was shaking, you know, I knew their hands were very dirty. They were refusing to move. I passed out our hand. I shook them. You spoke to them nicely. And, you know, when I gave them the money I had, I left the change with them. I told you this story, true life story. He now, one of them left the city, Makurdi, went to Lagos. He got a job from his auntie. And they were now looking for somebody to fill in a position in Lagos. And they said the person needed to have a degree. This boy looked for my number and called me. It was a high-paying job. They were working like boys in the company. So when the opportunity, he said he has somebody that he wants, that he thinks will fit into this position. Pastor, there's a job, the money is this, big money, blah, 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 blah. If you don't mind, sir. And I laughed. I said, no. I am not somebody that can leave my city to go and work for anybody. Blah, blah, God bless you. You can just give it to another person. But when I hung up, I thought about something. Just one act of kindness. If I didn't have a job, I mean, if I'm not pastoring right now, I would have probably gone and collect that job that would be paying me very high in Lagos. Because I was kind to somebody. You know, but some people think they can figure out how favor will come. When they see a big man, obviously. When they see somebody they perceive to be a small man, how are you? anwane iye ni na. But if it's a big person, ovesin na chivi, ovesin, and they'll pull leave on their bike and start disturbing the neighborhood and driving anyhow, because they think this one can help them, that one cannot help them. You are the one that is seeing like that. The way God has calculated you, how you become prosperous financially, if you see the calculation, if you see the zigzag, if you see the zigzag, you know what I mean by zigzag? He said favor is encamped around the world as a canopy. If you act righteously, you walk in favor every time. In other words, when you see people who are better than people, if you just see human beings, if you see human beings who are, of course, God's image and likeness, honor them for being God's image and likeness. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Honor them. If every day you talk to people nicely, you walk in favor, because you don't know where you'll meet those people tomorrow. But if every time you are fighting with everybody, looking down, people talking to people anyhow, and you go and meet them in positions of authority tomorrow, what will you do? That's why the Bible says favor is encamped around the righteous. If it seems like you are not walking in favor as a righteous, you are not acting righteously. Because if you are righteous, you should act what? Righteously. The Bible says, he that gives a cup of water to a prophet receives the prophet's reward. He said, he that gives a cup of water to the righteous man also. To the righteous man. Meaning respect everybody. Not just even men of God or people in positions of authority. Respect everybody. Learn to talk nicely to people. Let your words be seasoned with salt so that they minister word. I told you a story of mine. How somebody came and hugged me at the back in this town. Those days, that lady was small like this. I saw her walking and she was crying. She sat on the, she was just sat on, I thought it was these scammers. In fact, the truth is that I didn't know that I gave my money to a scammer. Let me be honest to you. When she cried, I said, what was the problem? She was holding kerosene materials, you know. She said her money for kerosene was missing. I said, how much was it? She said, was it 1,000 or 1,200? I can't really remember. Everything was around 1,200. And of course, that time, that money was some interesting money. It could help whatever she was, you know, selling it for. I said, 1,200? Is that why you are crying? Stand up. She stood up. I gave her 1,500. Yes, it could. Only for me to be moving one time in high level and somebody wrote, now the pastor be this. Hey, pastor, you're calling her friends to come and see me. Very fat. Oh, so fat. I said, who are you, please? Because you hugged me in the public, you know, I'm watching if my members saw me. I said, please, who are you? And she narrated the story. I said, you? Isn't it you that was here? You know, ladies get so big. That's why sometimes they begin to have pride. She was so small. If she was here now and I tell you that lady was so small like this, most of you will not believe it. She was like this. You know, there was a time Flora was like this. I used to hold her hand to go and fetch what? Flora. Where's Flora? She was on the ground, like it's very small. I carried her and Mikey. I used to carry them like this. See them? You hold them like this. Very small children. There was beards. I had a lot of beards that time. See her today now. She's in nursing school. Very small child. Sometimes if I don't give her money, she wants to show me attitude. And she's small. And it's my money. And Simon, I will not give. But Simon, you have to... Eh? Me and my money? You know, one time I wanted to give Mike money. He didn't know. So he now came like it was his right. And I said, I don't have money. He now got offended. When he got offended, I called everybody in the house and gave them money. I shared money for every... If there was lizard that came, I would have given them money. And I said, you, I will not give you. And I drove out. He nearly died, but nothing happened. Let him not greet me the next day and see. You know, poor people, like Mike now, poor people, they always think it's their right. Where is he? like Nanda, he doesn't have money. Entitlement mentality. He's the last born of the house. That's why I'm hitting his head like that. Hallelujah. Just be kind. That's what I'm trying to say. Be righteous. Be nice. You saw one time a man of God came to this place and sat down. And after church, he came and said, "Sir, I'm the one you gave 500 in BSU." I said, "500 where?" He said, "You were singing. You were singing. And I was coming back looking worried. You know, till today, you see me ask people when they look worried, why are you worried? I was walking, smiling, singing a beautiful worship song. And I saw this guy walking like this. And I said to him, "Hey, why are you looking like this?" He said, "Is it your business?" That was the first question. I said, "Bros, you're not rich like that." So I came to him. I said, "You're looking worried." I was concerned. He said, "Okay, I don't have money." I said, "What do you need?" He said, "I have yams in the house. If I can just get like 200, so that I said, 200. I said, "Take 500. He just lifted his hand and hugged me, and that was it. We didn't exchange numbers. He announced him. He had been tracking me. Came and sat here one day and sowed a seed in the ministry. A huge seed. Do you understand? Say, "I'm that man. I'm a pastor today, but I'm that person." No favor. I've been in pseudo P sometime. I ordered things going to pay when I was single. You know, when I was single, I was ordering things with magnitude and no direction. You just say, "Me go and buy this and buy it." When I look at that, I'll say, "Make I test this thing, see something. I'll just buy the thing." Now that I'm married, I buy exactly what I need. Do you understand? Exactly what I need. But those days, I used to test some things. I said, "I like that cheese ball. Maybe when I'm Netflixing in the night, I'll be eating it with Coke." I used to Netflix alone, no. You just see me in the night, just put Passion of the Christ. You see, as I say Netflix in your mind, which season, Pastor? The Passion of the Christ. I've watched it several times. It's always, then the choosing. My go and check my collection. The book of Moses, book of Daniel. That's why I know the Bible. Some books I watched them as movies. And I go to the part of the scriptures to go and look for where it is written there. But I'll first watch it as a movie. The story of Goliath, David and Goliath, I did not really read it in the Bible. I watched it first as a movie. There are many, even the stories of Paul. A lot of things I knew about Paul, I saw it in a movie before I went and looked for the part of scriptures. In fact, there was one I was watching. They'll be showing Acts 7 from 1 to 12. They'll not act it. The next episode will be Acts this from this to that. That's what I used to watch. So I will buy a lot of things and just go out. But one of those days, I remember 2-3 times, I'll buy and I want to pay. He says, "Sorry, sir, somebody just paid and said we should give you the change." Or, "Sorry, sir, what you need to just add is 500, 1,000. They've paid for almost everything." I'll be like, "It's me that is talking to you. Are you talking to another person?" "Yes, sir." The woman says, or the man say, I'll be like, several times I've eaten, finished everything. I'll say, "What's my bill?" "Say, sir, you don't need to pay. They've paid for it." In fact, there's a place a woman called me and said, "Sir, somebody gave me such an amount that as you should be eating here, you can eat here till next month." Now, I'm not lying. I'm telling you the truth. Now, maybe that one is serious. I've had an opportunity where I ate free food in BSU. For more than 2 years, what was my reason for eating free food? I know how to greet the woman. She was in my compound, just behind Varsity Tito. She's late now. I would just wake up in the morning, I'll greet everybody and be going to school. I was the only young person there who was not part of their family. You know, they have these two rooms they built, and they have tenants there. One for one security man in BSU, and one was my room. So I'll greet them, and I'll go to school. And one time the woman said to me in Tif that blessed is the womb that gave birth to me in Tif. I said she wanted to speak with my mom. So I put her on a call with my mom. She started thanking my mom for raising me well. And then gave me a child that she wants the child to be staying with me. I'll be in the house. The boy will come, be cleaning the house. I'll be teaching him the word of God. That's how it was. And anytime I want to go out, if I want to eat food, she would tell me not to be paying for it. I would try. So sometimes I'll be running away from her place. You see her coming to my house with food and asking me, "You didn't come to eat today. This is your food." Until one day she told me, angrily when I was passing, "Why are you avoiding my food?" And I came trying to apologize to her. She said, "Stop that thing. I'm your mother in this place. Now, wow, this thing, we don't need to fight about this thing now. She said, anytime you are hungry, 2 times, 3 times a day, come and enter here and order anything you want. My God. Of course, I was humble. It's only 1 meat I used to eat. One pig meat. Yangyo. I tell you the truth, I left that compound, my food was free. Just because I knew how to greet. But you now, your compound people are beefing you. Because they'll greet you, You want to greet this? They greet you, you are doing like they are toasting you. You don't want to answer. People will don't like you naturally. If you don't, no matter how you are fine, if you don't learn to honor people, they won't like you. In fact, you see, you don't know that some area boys can save your life sometimes. You yet live a good person in our area, they no touch them. No touch them. Then you hear another one, bitter, she no get respect. Bitter. She no get respect at all. You know, one time in BSU, after Zoe conference, the first Zoe conference we had, where's Pastor Ed? Let him come and bear this testimony. They first called me that I should not come to Villa Suda, it's on fire. I said, I don't have any other house. I'm coming back to my house. I can't imagine that hot program. Then I'm going to stay in somebody else's house. I wanted to come home and refresh and eat and sleep on my bed. And while I was coming, they were advising me not to come. So I came. The boats dropped us. And Pastor Ed, like he always do, rushed and opened my door. I was opening the door, the gates. While he was opening, Pastor Ed rushed back. I said, what is it, Pastor Ed? Because he was supposed to follow the boat back to his house. He said, sir, people will gone. Sir, now, he's not explaining to me, he's already in the car. That people will gone. Protocol. Where are you? Come, let them know that I'm not lying. Am I lying? Come and face them and talk. Am I lying? Go back. Let them know I'm not lying. Before they'll say I'm lying. He ran away. But now I'm sure he will not run away again, have you? There were over 30 people with guns. Over 30 people. And I said, why are you running? Before I know, they've turned car. He has told the guy that there's fire on him and they've turned car. He left his pastor. Protocol left pastor and moved. I entered the compound. Of course, I was startled. Different guns. They were positioned like military men guiding a general. Of course, there was a speed of feet so strong in me. I put my hand in my pocket and I started walking and looking at the ground. I was just looking at the ground. And the next thing I started hearing was, welcome, sir. Good afternoon. Good evening, sir. I didn't answer any soul. I was just going and going, welcome, sir. As if it's me, they haven't guided. As I opened my door, I entered. I locked the door well. And I asked myself, what just happened? Simon, what just happened? I was asking myself, what just happened? I started counting 1, 2, 3, 20. Jesus Christ. Then I went to my window. What's happening in this compound? All of them with guns. Some of them were people in the streets that used to think like they were normal human beings. They are now with guns. People I see in shops maybe taking these their things. Or people that play football around the area. I share these people. It was a battalion that was seated there. A battalion guiding their commander. I didn't know my neighbor was a senior capon. And when there was fight, they came to guide him. That was the day I knew that this guy coming to me for counseling was a capon. And he was coming for counseling, people of God. And I said, capon is coming for counseling. That was not the worst. One day there was guns, they were shooting in that villa. So they run, three of them, and enter into my room. And they just lie down on the ground. Say, Pastor, please lock the door. I say, for what? Say, Pastor, they will not come to you. They know you are not part of us. I say, what is happening here? So I was just watching and looking at them. They off the light, self. I was looking at them. And after a while, they apologized that they were sorry. And they went out. I was with one of my boys, and I said, what just happened in this place? I said, go and warn those three boys in their life. So he went to warn them. What was happening is that the opposition was coming for them. And it was my room. They came and took cover. But the point I wanted to make is that I entered amidst them, and instead of pointing their guns towards me, because they said that night they collected phones from nothing less than 20 people. But they were just telling me, welcome, sir. Good evening, sir. Welcome, sir. Favor. Yeah, somebody may say, because you are a pastor. But because I respect myself, I treat everybody equally. Are you going to get what I'm trying to say? And I tell you the truth, I've counseled a lot of them. A lot of them in that place. When I now knew, he especially, I started counseling him out of cultism. He'll be telling me he didn't plan to join, blah, 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 blah. Hallelujah to Jesus. There are days I've traveled to Abuja and I'll see somebody say, Pastor Simon, blah, 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 he's thanking me. There are days, you know, one time I was sharing with leaders, it was like magic. That I can't remember when last I said I want to pay my rent myself. When I was single. There was a time I was about to change my house. And a call came. Sir, I'm from Lagos and blah, 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 blah. Used to pastors on campus. Sir, I heard your rent is due. I don't even knew who gave the news. I said, sir, please, can you give me the privilege of paying your rent for 2 years? What was my rent? $350. He wanted to pay for 2 years. That time, $350 was serious money. Rent that I had the $350, but before I had the $350, I had pressed in the spirit. And thank God, $350 just came around $355. So I was like, okay, I'll just use $350, rent the house. I'll trust God for another money. $5,000, I'll use it to eat first. Is it not the person that is alive that will live in the house? I'll first eat. Then with time, I'll arrange the house. Meanwhile, 2 years rent cleared. Just by every Saturday coming to the podium and preaching the gospel. To people that I did not know wherever they were going to. They'll come and sit down, be looking at me. They are very hungry. Pastor too is hungry. But I was sowing a seed. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Last 2 weeks or 3 weeks, we had somebody send over $1 million to our account. Same situation. Pastor, I want to thank you for campus days, blah, 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 blah. So just be doing the right things. You know, what I'm teaching now is in the area of helps in trying to fulfill prophecy. You need help. And if you don't have good character, help will not come. God will not be able to help you. Because the people he wants to help you with, you are beefing all of them. You have problem with them. You want him to bring people from diaspora to help you? Just be nice. Live peaceably with what? Live peaceably. Two more points, then we close. The first point is the area of trials in terms of, I don't know, I'm still hitting what I'm not supposed to eat. Let me leave it for next Sunday. It's a huge temptation in my heart. All right, let me talk about this last area. When you look down, you know, Satan is against families. It's almost 20 minutes. Satan is against families. Why are people laughing the way you are laughing? I say it's almost 20 minutes. I have some minutes, just like 3 minutes to go. Are we together? Oh, should I add time? Somebody said, Ocha, if I slap you. That's what somebody said in their heart now. All right. You know, Satan is against family. If, for instance, this man of God and a particular lady, I'll use a particular lady because he's single. If I use a lady, they will catch feelings. So let me use a particular lady. All right? Are in a relationship. Or he's asking the lady in a relationship. But he does not really have any. You know, Elijah said, by this time tomorrow. But by this time today, this guy is still a teacher. They are paying probably 100K. The lady's wig alone, only her perfume and her nails, is around 50,000. But God will always give you something bigger than you most times. He will not tell Pastor Fee, go to that lady. Tell her that she is the one choosing for you. And that by this time next year, you are going to marry her, you take money to her father, clear everything and remove her from the yoke of that house where she is, and bring her into her own abode. By this time next year, job still 100K, still one room. I don't know what is in his kitchen, but everything is the same. And he packages himself and go and meet the lady. Thus says the Lord. Well, most of the time it's the year boys that do like that. Then he goes and toasts the lady. When God speaks to you about a lady, you don't go and tell her what God has said. The Bible says he has said so that we may boldly say. He didn't say for you to go and quote what he said. But he said, that's your wife. If you look at the interpretation, what God said was not how it was interpreted in Hebrews. Can you remember? Let me do it, please. Give me that part of scripture in Hebrews. He has said so that we may boldly say. Hebrews what? Is it 13? Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never what? No what? That's what he said. Look at the interpretation. See how the person interpreted it. Next part of scripture. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my, I will not, what can what? Is it the same thing? The first thing said was different. The interpretation was what? But it's the same thing communicated what? Differently. If God said that's your wife, you don't go and say, God said you are my wife. That's what I'm trying to say. You toast the lady. You begin to tell her, you are the apple of my eye. You are the lily of the valleys. You are the cockroach in my cupboard. You are the... Don't go and be telling her, thus says the Lord while I was praying. That's rubbish. That's why some of you ladies are finding it difficult to accept you, because the unbelievers are playing their card well. If you're there saying, thus says the Lord, they'll be saying, Kai, your smile is making the river in my spirit flow. You are in church singing, rivers, rivers, rivers. But they are using rivers to play. And some people are like, no, the righteous don't do that. Look at the songs of Solomon. Are you trying, David? You see what David was saying? Just that, don't say everything. No. Some are for the married, some are for the unmarried. They are the married. When you are married, you take some things David has said and say it to your wife. But when you are not married, so is it Solomon? Sorry. When you are not married, you say the normal one. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You tell her how beautiful she is, how that she is. She will like you. I think that was our problem. You can sit down. The Lord give you understanding. We are coming from somewhere. We have history with this man. So you will not understand all of you. Amen? So you don't go and be interpreting. You know, one time my friend was telling me, he said, church brothers no sharp at all. He said, they no sharp. He said, sometimes if I hear church brothers, they talk, I feel just... You see somebody God have told you is your wife. Start going close to her small. Pastor Emma. I told you that if you have any problem around, meet Pastor Emma. You see that ministry? I've given him the ministry in this church. If you are asking and you are not receiving answer, just meet Pastor Emma. The only thing you ask, you have is prophet aware of it. All right, follow me in the school of relationship. All the relationship in this church, Pastor Emma has a connection directly or indirectly. You see me ask a question. How did this thing start? And I said, Pastor Emma, blah, blah, blah. I said, hey, Pastor Ed wanted to follow Grace in church. You know, he wants to marry Grace. He has done introduction. He wants to marry Grace. You know what happened? Pastor Emma gave Grace something to go and give him. She sent him to go and give Pastor Ed. That's how it started. Say, carry this thing, help me go. She was wondering what is happening. Go ahead, help me give Pastor Ed. He's in his shop in high level. Second time, he sent Grace again. And Pastor Ed will be asking Grace, how are you? How has been your day? That's how I heard that they did everything. Now Grace has said yes. She didn't know that they were planning the thing. Don't be saying God say, stop it. Except she asks you, do you have a witness in your spirit? You can tell her, yeah, the Lord gave me a word that you are my wife. Meanwhile, go and what? Interpret it. Speak to her. No woman It's an island. There is no woman they cannot toast in this life. You have to just play your card properly. I feel one kind saying this kind of thing. I'm a pastor. But it's the truth. I'm tired of church brothers always coming back and saying, sir, she's not interested. She's looking down on me. Why would they not look down on you? You are down. You are acting down, brother. It's not supposed to be part of the sermon, but let me add it. I'm not talking about some of you 100 level. Don't talk, put your ear here. As a prophet is teaching us, if I catch you, all these 200 level boys and girls, you read book. Are you listening to me? Talking about men that want to marry. Because some of you are paying too much attention. You didn't pay attention since. See how they are looking at me. Some people are even writing. Don't write in this side if you are in 100 level and 200 level. Don't write. What are you writing? Victor, I hope you did not write anything. Okay. Just let it, this one should enter this ear and come out with this. Talking about some of you in 400 level, you have even finished school. They say, when do you want to marry? They say, 5 years time. See your mouth. What is 5 years time? They say, because they have calculated that bad as the bad, they would have had one money in 5 years time. Be there now, there are bachelors who have finished school since. They have not had the money till now. You be in faith. Say, I'm married in 2 years time. I'm married in a year's time. In a year time. Talk like that. What are you waiting for? Say, you know, if I marry, money for pampers, money for this, money for that, calm down. Are we not buying the pampers? Are we not bought pampers? We are still buying it. The righteous shall walk by what? Marry them. All these ladies, we had a ladies hangout. They told me that they are not interested in money. They are looking for men with vision. Some ladies are looking at themselves. You did not tell me that. The way Deborah and Favor looked at themselves, I wish time to be their pastor. They told me. They say it's that the men. In fact, one of them said, some men used to beg for transport in church. That there was a brother always disturbing her with 200. Anytime I stop at the gate, he say, I don't have change. Come and give me 200. She now said, recently the brother asked me out. Should I accept? I said, God forbid. I did like this for her. I said, don't. In the name of Jesus. A brother that could not hide that kind of atrocity. See, for you to tell the lady to keep you 200 at the gate, let me tell you what God wants you to do. Trek. Hide that shame. Trek. If you trek, God will bless you. She will not even know you are broke. When she marries, she will now know. Do you understand? But it's too late now. People should understand this thing. You've already tired. You know when you say you use marriage to tie somebody, you've tired already now. She will now know that, hey, now only dress. These brothers are a bit dressed. Oh. But of course, that's not your case in the name of Jesus. At least if you have something you are doing, have something you are doing. Don't just sit down and say, well, we're waiting for the billions. My friend, have something you are doing. Have something you are doing. God did not put it that a woman should marry a billionaire. She's looking for a billionaire. No, they marry prospect. Does do not have a prospect? That's how they think. Does Ben have a prospect? Not just talking. They are seeing you carrying out the responsibilities that will make for your success tomorrow. That's what women want to see. That if I marry this man in 3 years' time, I'm sure he will be earning around 3 million. They can see it. Women are natural prophetess. They can see, they can predict that this guy is going somewhere to happen. Women, am I saying the right thing?
Yes, sir.
You see? But when they come to church, you know, like that time we did a relationship summit before a check got a company. There was a lady called Miss Rose. She's Miss Rose. She's married now for the records. Mrs. Rose. A beautiful lady in the choir those days. I brought her out for an example and I said, take for instance, Oche comes to you and says he will marry you. This Oche here. Stand up, let them see you. Will you accept? She said, no, sir. I said, why? I was interested in the reason. He said, because he plays. He's always playing with his choir. But that time there was Paul. They would be playing everywhere. So she observed that he was not ready. She said, no, sir. She said, and I said, what will make you marry him? When I see that he has a vision, he's walking towards his vision. I said, no problem. Next week, Oche had a group called Go Up. How many of you have seen Go Up on his status? It was up the pain of Ms. Rose that betted Go Up. Say, ah, they said this thing about me. See, now, of course, she did not marry him like she promised. She now married one of our pastors, who is a lieutenant. Because when she looked at the pastor, he had a vision. How can you be in church as a young man and your problem is PS5? You don't need wife. You just need time to play game. You don't need wife. People are trying to buy land. You are thinking of PS5. So if you have 700k now, it's PS5. That's a plot of land. At Welfare Quarters Extension. Let me be giving you expo in case you don't know. Behind Federal Housing. Gerard, am I lying? They are using a plot of land. They are playing plot of land. Hey, Ronaldo. Meanwhile, the one that invests that 700k, in 2 years, you will have like 3.something million. You probably a million have not still entered your account. These are the kind of people ladies want. Ladies, am I saying the right thing? They want men. When ladies are small, they want boys. But when they begin to mature for marriage, it's men they want. And this is how you fulfill prophecy. If ladies don't marry rightly, they will not fulfill prophecy. Some of you in church now, instead of allowing God to carry you to marry people now, you are thinking PS5. They say, when do you want to marry? In fact, there was one, I said, when do you want to marry? He said, Pastor, that's funny. I said, what is funny? I mean, the talk I talk, funny him. He said, sir, I've not thought about it. You should think about it, Oga. Why would you not think about it? That's why I force everybody to give me marriage date. In this church, almost all the boys that know what they are doing have given me marriage date. Not the ones in school. All of you in 200 level, continuous school. The ones I call them to my office, we all have personal marriage dates. See how Pastor Emma married, Pastor Peter, my pastor came married. These other ones too have marriage dates. I've given them my time. If they are not working towards it, I'll pursue them from this church. I've given them my time to marry. How it will work, I don't care. In our church, we marry very early. Ladies, be coming to our church. We used to marry people here. I heard that people used to go to big churches so that you marry. Come here too. Our young boys are marrying. You know, I heard somewhere they say, in GCMI, they have fine boys that marry early. I like that kind of news. I said, and their boy is fine, eh? I was proud. It's the CFC finish. They say their boy is fine. Our church gets it. They have seen us finish. So we are not fine to you people. Are we fine? Your husband is very... Thank you. This woman. Oh, wonderful woman. Yes. Hey, she's a woman. So all these girls. So what are you saying now? Speak to them directly. You are saying... Which people laugh here? He has a word for you. All right, tell them. You are pretending like you did not say something. You say she's a woman. Who are the girls? He says, sir, women see prospects. He that findeth a wife, she should be a wife already. She should be a wife. Do acting like a wife. You come to church, you see a wife doing training. And that's not a wife. She needs deliverance. Tweeting gomo. That's not a wife. That's trouble. On every side. You come to church. The church is dirty. As a young lady. And you see one of the ministers sweeping the church. And you now say, sir, the dirt is still... Your days of singleness are very much. You see, he will be sounding the alarm to people. When they see somebody close to you, say, hey, poo poo, poo poo, poo poo. That's no way you should go to. You can't come back the same way if you meet that woman. No. You think he's demons from your father? No demon, brother. No demon. Act nicely. In your area, they know you to be a fighter. They've given you a name, Commando. Say, Esther na Commando. Esther Commando. They are hailing you. They are hailing them. Ah. Esther Commando. I celebrate all of you. I celebrate all of you. Esther Commando. Now, Commando is 42. But she has retired. She don't even like the living. She has fought everybody. You know the problem with most ladies, let me end with this, is that they think they have brothers who are just 2 years older than them and lesser than them. And the way they talk to them, God now sends a man 1 year older than them. They begin to talk to them like their elder brother or younger brother. See, let me tell you one else, for men are very scarce. There are more men on the earth than more women in this world. Now, if you do like this, you'll fetch women. Men are not plenty like that. You know, I'm not trying to look down on women. Am I saying the truth? Go and check statistics. So you cannot put God under that pressure that he must give you a man that is one decade older than you. You can't give God that kind of assignment. Some of your husbands are just 2 seconds older than you. But your problem is respect. Say, how are you? How old are you? 29. 1 month. May. Maybe my mate will be. I'm looking for 35. You see a lady of 23 saying, I want to marry a man of 32. They say, why? The ones when are 25, they know they get sense at all. Yes, they may be right. But don't be like that. You may find the ones that have sense. As I'm here now, I've trained people. I can beat my chest that sense can marry somebody. Sense, come. I can. Melody, which kind of laugh is that? I said something his best friend just started laughing. You don't believe what I said? You know, when your best friend laughs like this, Kai, there's problem. I said, sense, Melody just did like this. I started laughing. He couldn't believe it. I can beat my chest that this boy can marry somebody and the person will not have a problem because of the word of God he has been hearing. Now, sense, have sense. Because of the word, I can beat my chest and tell you. And he will not cheat on his wife. The way he's a fine man like this, he will still not cheat on his wife. Because of the word. The word makes you responsible. I'm not saying she go and toast anybody. I'm giving an example. Do you understand? You're in what level now? 200. 400. Ah, you made it small now. We're talking about 2 years now and we'll seal up this thing. Remember, 500K from me and the marriage is done. When you're going for introduction, just call me. Let me send you 500K. When you marry and come, we'll give you free haul. Do you understand? Marriage made easy. You are living your life. I'm hearing people. See Otis now. She have married. Otis, stand up. Let them see you. See her husband. You like what is happening in this church? This is only the beginning. You know how many years she is? She's a very young, wonderful lady. Yesterday I wanted to call her age. She said, Pastor, please. Don't call my age, please. So be prepared for marriage. Let them marry you. See the man that my kingdom Odogu, he has married her. Fire in his heart. Faith in his mouth. He married. And now, is there any day you do not eat food in your house? Never. And let me tell you a testimony. Do you know he married before he got a job? Yes. He was into business. Although the business was not that strong, then he now got a job. I think it was 1, 2 weeks or 3 weeks. 2 weeks after wedding, he got a job. You can be seated. If you don't marry us with vision and marry men with television, you see us with vision in that television. Somebody say fire. We are warning all of you. We're not gonna see the flat trials. You know, one time they disgraced one of my boys. I said, come, we will show this girl. Because of that, I have special interest in you. You must make it and drive around their vicinity. With that latest Benz in that time, you pass through rainy season. And when she is an umbrella, you say, Hobbin, let me keep you. And when you remove your glass, you say, wow, do you remember me? Is this you? Oh my God. Nollywood, right? Yeah. Oh my God, sorry, I looked down. You now have two children. It's too late. You know, I heard the story of a man of God. He was struggling in ministry, and the lady went and married one man. As she just married, God just brought people to help him in the ministry. The ministry exploded. She married the man and stopped her from going to church. Church entirely. He stopped her. They'll be pretending till you marry them. Imagine that Joseph was not a believer. Jesus would have not come out. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It would have not been easy for Jesus' life, destiny to be fulfilled. But God told Joseph, go back. That woman is conceived. It's the Holy Spirit. Go back. Don't run away. You want to push her in the night. Go back. And Joseph said, yes, my Lord. Imagine Joseph does not believe in all those jargons. He had a vision. He would say, I beg, that rubbish vision. You pursue me. That's why it is good to marry a believer, else you will not fulfill prophecy. She started regretting, and one day, she now saw her husband, that would have been her husband, her boyfriend on Facebook. Saw his congregation, saw the church, saw the wife, saw everything and started crying. She now ran to his best friend. She cried. She said she just came to cry. She's not ashamed to tell the world that she regrets. When she still go back, she's going back to that home to go and suffer. That's what she said. Shuruma Maganani. No need to talk further. This one, I hit the nail on there. If you like, leave us with vision. Go and follow television. We'll shock you. Are you listening to me? All those people, those three people out there, forget them. Let's fulfill destiny. Marry people who are going the same direction with you. Jesus told the children of Israel not to marry outside the camp because they had a destiny to fulfill. Be of like minds. Can two or three work together? No. Except they what? Very important. Shuruma. Bow your heads and pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Your word is a light for our path, a lamp for our feet, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Spirit of God. Go ahead and say, Lord, help me fulfill your will. Help me fulfill your will. In Jesus' precious holy name, we pray.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.